Under item 13, consider authorizing the board attendance. 13A is Annual Risk and Liquidity Forum, Institutional Investors Forum, January 26th to 28th of this year, virtual, but it does conflict with a board meeting. Is there any interest among the board? Not seeing any, I'll move on to 13B. The annual SIT Investment Client Workshop, February 11th through 12th, also virtual. Is there any board interest in attendance? I see Mike Sloan, I see John Phillips, I'm like Miss Nancy. Let's see here. Anyone else?
I would just like to say that the SIT conference is usually very, very high quality, and I would recommend that people attend that. I am on duty at the hospital, so I'm not able to attend, but I would encourage others to do so.
Okay, I see Rusty raising his hand, so I'm up to three. Anyone else? Do I have a motion for three?
So moved. Second.
Moved and seconded. I heard Scott with the motion. I missed the second, but I did hear it. So call for a vote. Anderson?
Aye.
Finley?
Aye.
Gordon?
Aye.
Holcomb?
Aye.
Kroll?
Aye.
McDonald?
Aye.
Phillips?
Aye.
Smithy? Aye. And Watts?
Aye.
Motion passes 9-0. Next item, 13C, NASRA Winter Meeting and Joint Legislative Council, February 22nd through 24th, virtual, but does conflict with a board meeting. Any trustee interests? Seeing none and hearing none, I'll move on to 13D, Caliper's General Assembly, March 8th through 9th. It's also virtual this year. So I'm seeing a lot of hands. So if I get a motion for all attendees, I'd ask that the board members reach out to, I'm assuming Luce. Gail can correct me if I'm wrong, and let her know if you're intending on participating. So do I have a motion for all trustees?
Is this considered a public meeting? If everyone's...
Yeah, it's open for all of our trustees, correct? It's open meeting, right?
Well, that's not necessarily what I had in mind. Is it a meeting open to the public?
Gail?
I believe we've had this question before. I believe that the public is able to attend.
That's always been the case in the past. So unless it's changed, that's why I threw it out there like that. Okay.
Luz would be the person to let know so she can register you.
I'm just concerned about approving too large a group.
Oh yeah, no, that's fair, Jerry.
Subject to applicable requirements of the Brown Act, I would move approval for any and all trustees requesting attendance.
I'll second that.
Moved by Scott, seconded by Jerry. Call for a vote. Anderson?
Aye.
Finley?
Aye.
Gordon?
Aye.
Holcomb?
Aye.
Kroll?
Aye.
McDonald?
Aye.
Phillips?
Aye.
Smithy? Aye. Watts?
Aye.
And if I had looked at my open session roll call sheet and voting records, staff has noted that it is open to the public. So thank you for that information.